Haskell, Stephen Nelson, 1833 to 1922, and first wife, Mary E., 1812 to 1894, and second wife, Hetty, 1857 to 1919. Stephen and Mary Haskell, both from Massachusetts, converted to Sabbatarian Adventism in 1853. Ordained a minister in 1868, Stephen Haskell became president of the New England Conference in 1870. From that time till 1911, he served frequently as president of the California, Maine, and New England Conferences, and sat on the General Conference Committee. At various times during the 1880s and 1890s, he undertook church assignments in Europe, Southern Africa, and Australia. Stephen Haskell's first wife, Mary Howe, was among the founders in 1869 of the Vigilant Missionary Society, which engaged in literature distribution and home visitation, and was a forerunner of the extensive tract and missionary societies later organized by Stephen. His second wife, Hetty Hurd, whom he married while in Australia in 1897, had long experience as a teacher of Bible instructors in America, England, and South Africa. For 2 years, they served on the faculty of the newly formed Avondale College in Australia before returning to the United States in 1899, where they worked together on city evangelism and other projects. During his early years of self-supporting ministry, Haskell took a dim view of Ellen and James White. "My mind became very much prejudiced against them," Haskell recalled in 1870, attributing his bias to the fact that he had become acquainted with those who were their enemies. His negativity during the late 1850s was confirmed in Manuscript 2, 1858, where Ellen White wrote of Stephen Haskell as having scattered evil and been at work to destroy confidence in the visions and in those who have the charge of the work at Battle Creek. By 1862, he seemed to have undergone a change of mind, writing positively in the review, for the first time, of the value of the gift of prophecy in correcting wrongs. In time, Haskell became a staunch supporter and personal friend of Ellen White's, who in turn came to appreciate his talents as a preacher and administrator. "Brother Haskell is an excellent laborer," she reported after hearing him preach in 1874. Years later, in 1897, Ellen White expressed her high regard for Stephen and Hetty Haskell for their services at Avondale College. "He," Stephen Haskell, "presents truth in a clear, simple, earnest manner." As matron and teacher, Sister Haskell could not be excelled. "She is firm as a rock to principle." It was fitting that Stephen Haskell was chosen to preach the sermon at Ellen White's funeral in 1915.